It's a song of nostalgia. The kids there bringing in your Monday morning. It's 8 minutes past seven on Sean for Breakfast. Desmond's at 7:47 Triple M. And I want to ask you out there, 13 27 10, call in if you have received an unexpected injury in your time, because I did at the Conningup Fair on the weekend. It was a great day. A huge turnout. Apparently it was one of the biggest turnouts ever, I've heard from some of the locals. The Beaumont boys, they won the tractor pool, which was a great event. 6-ton tractor versus 10 strong men and women, some of the other teams, mixed teams. That was really fun stuff. Taj, the little Australian shepherd, won his second consecutive dog high jump. I was there to watch it all, and just the general atmosphere was great. And as I limped around from stall to stall, oh wait, what are you saying? Why was I limping? Well, that's because, let me tell you the story from the start. I'm wandering around just after 12 o'clock looking at the stalls, and I'd heard of the Cougar Gift Sprint, a 100-meter sprint with a $100 gift prize. So I wandered up to the tent and said, well, how's this $100 sprint going, you know? And the organizers said, yeah, we've only had a couple entrants so far, so we're still looking for more people. And I put my hand up and said, well, I'm not really prepared for a sprint, but I mean, I can go grab my running gear, which I coincidentally brought in my Triple M ute. I went out, got myself ready, did my run-throughs. I used to do a lot of athletics, so I know what to do to warm up. I was doing my high knees, I was doing my A skip, my B skip, my leg swings. I was stretching, I was in the zone, I was ready, I was imagining the acceleration of the start, working hard, pumping out, and then hitting that second level where I stride out towards victory. I was visualizing this. We got to the start of the race, and the organizers were trying to get as many people as possible to enroll and enter to win this $100 prize. There was a 10-minute period of time when I wasn't quite racing, which I think was to my detriment. They called us up to the line. On your marks, get set, go, off I went, accelerated the start, pretty slow out of the blocks, if I may say so myself, but that's not my strength. I come home strong. That's always been what I do. As I went to pull up into the next gear, and I'm laughing because it was amazing, I actually felt my quad just pop. It felt like I'd been shot, even though I've never been shot before. I could imagine that's what it felt like. My entire leg just lost strength. I almost fell. There is a video of it on the Facebook, Triple M Esperance Facebook page. My arms go into this sort of windmill type motion. It looks like I'm trying to swim through the air. I almost fall over. I can't start running again. I literally limp over the line to applause, because I did finished the race, even though it was dead last. People ask me now who won. I don't know. I finished last. I completely pulled the quad off the bone. Probably not, actually. It's probably just a grade one tear. I will be missing 4 to 6 weeks, which is bad for my football preparation. As you know, I play for the Gibson Tigers. Very, very sad stuff. The Gibson footy coach wasn't happy yesterday when I caught up with him. The Newtown football coach was delightful. Chris Oversby came over. He actually bandaged up my leg for me, gave me some ice. And I said, the Gibson footy coach won't be happy about this. And he said, oh, I don't mind it, though. But I want to know from you, 13 27 10, give me a call. When have you been unexpectedly injured? What happened? Give me the story, 13 27 10. I want to hear it this morning. Surf reports coming up for you. Dan the Surfman's on his way out to Kelpie. Apparently the surf is up. We'll hear from you next. Thank you, guys.